This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Hoosier Huddle podcast. I'm Sammy Jacobs. Along with us will be TJ Inman and Matt Weaver from Pegs.com to talk IU football. In the last about 90 minutes, a lot of IU football news came down. We have news about Peyton Ramsey heading to the transfer portal. We got a commitment from Jalen Malaya. And much, much more we'll talk about. But first, let's get a word in from our sponsors over at MyBookie. As a true football fan, you already know just as sure as the season changed, Tom Brady will keep the Patriots in the game. Well, he got eliminated in the first round, and he's probably not going to play for the Patriots anymore. Anyway, MyBookie is the premier place to bet on all your favorite pro and college football action every weekend. We have the Super Bowl coming up next on Sunday. A lot of prop bets. They always have the most up-to-date lines and prop bets of any sports book on the planet. So if you're going to bet this season or bet the Super Bowl, do the smart thing and bet with the best at MyBookie. Best part is, if you join right now, MyBookie will double your first deposit. That's right. If you put $1,000 in, they'll give you $1,000. That's double your initial deposit you could use on all your favorite picks. Use promo code CHAIR, that's C-H-A-I-R, to activate the offer. That's promo code CHAIR to double your cash. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. We will be talking lots of IU news today. We have Peyton Ramsey going into the transfer portal. It was confirmed, and a recruitment as well. And right now we bring in TJ Inman and Matt Weaver of Pegs.com. Let's start with TJ. TJ, how are you doing today?
Doing great. Yeah, thanks for having me on, of course, and pleasure to talk recruiting and recent transfer developments with Indiana. I know Matt will be a great resource for that. Quite a bit going on as IU closes out the class.
Oh, yeah, Matt, a lot going on in the last couple of days, last couple of hours here. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
I'm doing fantastic, trying to catch my breath from the last about 90 minutes. Let's first start with the news about Peyton Ramsey entering the transfer portal. This is not unexpected. It's Peyton Ramsey played very, very well this past season. He's earned the right to start somewhere, which is probably why he has put his name into the portal to see, you know, test his options. He could always take his name out, from my understanding, and return to Indiana. But this is a way he's earned the right to play and start, and Indiana's not out of options at quarterback. You have Michael Penix coming back. You have Jack Huddle coming back as well, and he'll have a full spring practice under his belt. And then you have Dexter Williams, a freshman, coming in who may be pushed into duty. If you had Ramsey, he was probably redshirting 100%, and now that it kind of opens the door there. But Matt, what are your reflections about Peyton Ramsey's impact on Indiana these last 4 years?
I think the first thing I think about when I think about Peyton Ramsey is just, you know, the ultimate team guy, tough, gritty, playmaker. May not have had obviously elite physical ability, as far as throwing the ball and maybe even running the ball, but seemed to always find a way most of the time to make things happen. And I think this season he was the MVP of the Indiana football team. I don't think he was the best quarterback on the team. I think that was Penix, but obviously he was able to stay healthy and Michael Penix wasn't. And You know, I think he was, you know, one of, if not, you know, at least offensively, one of the biggest reasons why Indiana had such a successful season, and his ability to stay engaged and to stay prepared, even when he wasn't the starter earlier in the year, and then obviously to take over and really the offense didn't miss a beat once Michael Penix was lost for the year, you know, was huge, and all the credit in the world to him. And you know, it's tough to see him go, but I think it's the right decision for him if he wants to be, you know, kind of a guaranteed starter next year.
Yeah, he's definitely earned the right to go and find a place he could start. And he was the offensive MVP to me. He came up in every situation, whether it was on the road coming off the bench at Maryland or going to start at Nebraska, you know, carrying this team to wins all over the field, and you know, nearly leading them, helping lead them to a bowl victory as well. TJ, what are your thoughts on Peyton Ramsey's impact on IU?
Yeah, just strictly on the field, I thought the level of improvement that he showed from what we saw in 17 and 18 up to this past season was really a credit to him and the work that he put into it. And then just that, look, Mike DeBoer's system perhaps didn't fit Peyton Ramsey all that well. Kalen DeBoer was able to put in a system in place that Peyton Ramsey could be very successful in, and Ramsey took full advantage of his opportunity when he got it. Matt talked about, you know, ultimate team player and toughness. I'm going to remember his performance against Nebraska when really they were getting to him for a stretch in the second half and just really beating him up. Ramsey didn't blink. He just kept going right back at him. There were any number of plays that he was able to make with his legs, extending plays, picking up first downs to extend drives. You know, it doesn't look like he's, you know, going to be able to get that angle, and he somehow finds a way to do so, put his body on the line multiple times. You know, I just developed a ton of respect for what he was able to do this past season. And, you know, Indiana football, while you really like the talent that IU returns at quarterback, somebody is going to have to step up and fill that leadership vacuum that Peyton Ramsey is going to walk away from and leave behind. So we'll see who can do that. I think there's plenty of good candidates for that. But best of luck to Peyton Ramsey wherever he ends up going. I certainly will be rooting for him wherever he ends up.
Unless he ends up at Purdue or someplace in the Big Ten, then I probably won't root for him. But I don't think that's going to happen. Gut feeling is probably follows Kalen DeBoer out to Fresno State and finishes his college career out there. And that just gives us more late night. It's Mountain West. I don't know what the hashtag for Mountain West is, but it's not Pac-12 after dark. But it gives us that time slot to watch and gives us something to root for. But let's switch gears to recruiting. Matt, Indiana landed Jalen Malaya today, a defensive end out of Georgia. Can you tell us a little bit about him and what he adds to this class that already has, about 19 players in it right now?
Yeah, he's an athletic defensive end out of Archer High School in Lawrenceville, just a little bit outside Atlanta. He played actually outside linebacker. His team needed to play outside linebacker this past season, but he'll be a defensive end at Indiana. Got good length. He's listed at 6'6". I'm not sure he's quite that tall, but he's a taller guy. Got good length. You'll have to add some weight, but he's got the frame to do so. This shouldn't be a Madison Norris type situation where it's a struggle to put weight on. And I don't think him getting up to in the 250s will be a huge challenge. I mean, it'll take some time, obviously, but it's not going to be something where it's just feels like a monumental task. But athletic guy, like I said, good length. Comes from a great football state. Archer, pretty solid program down there. So they were looking to try to get a DN in this class. They're down to a couple guys here at the end, him and Claude Larkins and Corbett Mims. And Mims decided to stick with Arkansas State. And, you know, Maiala was kind of next. He was basically kind of neck and neck, like 1A and 1B between those two. So when they got him on campus, he committed. And then Paul Barkins, I think he committed to NC State over the weekend. So it's a good get for Indiana. You know, it'll be interesting to see if he's able to come in this year. My guess is, if he plays, he's probably more of a four-game guy this fall just because he needs to get a little bit bigger. But who knows, get with Blue and Ray and those guys this summer, and maybe he puts on a quick 20 or 30 pounds and is able to get in the rotation right away.
Is there, because he played in a 3-4 defense in high school, is there a comp that's currently on this IU roster that you would compare him to?
Well, I think from a body type, I would kind of compare him to James Head. And I don't think James Head played the 3-4 in high school, but you know, from a body type, he kind of reminds me of James Head, kind of those long arms, almost looks like a basketball player out there, you know. And so length is so important, and this is something the staff's really been focused on in recruiting is adding length and getting – not just at all positions. I mean, you know, it's just – length just wins out. It's, you know, it's kind of the case in most sports. And so they've done a good job of doing that in these last few classes, and obviously this is another guy who helps in that regard. So I would, but you know, from a comp standpoint, you know, check out a little off track there. But I would say James Head. As far as how he plays, it's kind of hard to say. I don't know that any of the other IU defensive ends played in a 3-4 in high school, but he just kind of reminds me of James Head, the way he moves on the field and you know, his body type.
Any questions, TJ?
But, you know, looking at this class, Matt, I know that Indiana will, I guess we can get into the Coy Cronk transferring. It was kind of going to be found money for Indiana heading into 2019. They were not expecting to have Coy Cronk, so the outlook didn't include him. It was maybe a hope that he was going to return, and it looked like he might. But he decided to transfer and move on. So it leaves Indiana with a couple question marks along that offensive line. As of it stands right now, I feel like they'd be relying for depth purposes quite a bit on some talented guys, but certainly unproven. Lots of redshirt freshmen and maybe redshirt sophomores that haven't seen the field. I know that the coaching staff is definitely looking to add more to that offensive line. How do you project that playing out right now? And do you think Indiana's able to add any additional guys that can help along the line, returning an offense that outside of that really doesn't have many question marks?
Yeah. I mean, I think you've got right now, you know, you got 4/5 of an offensive line that's pretty much spoken for with Matthew Bedford and Caleb Jones. And then interior wise, Harry Kreider and Dylan Powell. It's that kind of that fifth spot. I mean, if the season was going to start this week and there was nobody else added, you know, my money would be on Michael Kadick to be the fifth starter. I know they really like him. And obviously, he's an inexperienced guy, but talented. But they had Devery Hamilton in this past weekend, the grad transfer from Stanford. And he's actually kind of similar to Dylan Powell. He's technically on paper got one more year, but because he got hurt and then also, you know, sat out another year, he could appeal and possibly get a sixth year. And have two more years. You know, whether that happens and whether he would want to play two more years, you know, remains to be seen. But visit went great with him. Dylan Powell and him were roommates at Stanford, so they're really close. So that definitely helps. And, you know, Indiana's in on Javon Swan, another Stanford grad transfer, and they're in great shape there. So, you know, he would have some familiar faces if he would decide to go to IU. He visited Pittsburgh, and he's supposed to go to Duke this upcoming weekend. So I think he's down to those three schools. Now, he doesn't graduate till May, so I'm not exactly sure how that works. They don't really sign letters of intent, so I don't think he could probably really do anything officially until after he graduates, but I need to really kind of brush myself up on those rules because I'm not sure how that works. But if you got him, that's a guy you could probably definitely plug in somewhere, and then, you know, your starting O-line is, you know, I mean, Coy Cronk coming back would have been great if you trade Coy Cronk for Devery Hamilton. I'm not saying Devery Hamilton is good, but that's not a terrible trade. You're not really trading down all that much, if at all. So if that happens, I think you got a starting five. To me, the bigger question is who's the 6, 7, 8, 9 O-lineman? Who's that backup tackle? Who's, you know, because injuries happen, who goes in at guard or center? So, you know, can a guy like Aiden Rafferty step in if they need him to at tackle?
Kincaidic be a guy that they can count on if they need him? Questions like that. Who's kind of after? Because this year they had some guys that did have some experience. McKenzie Nwora looks like he's going to come back, so he gives you some depth. And he could be a potential starter if you don't have anybody else. But, I think you make a good point about the O-line. I think it's, you feel good about four-fifths of it. It's just that fifth guy and then maybe the few guys after that. But I like the talent they have. It's just getting those guys reps and getting them up to game speed.
So, Devery Hamilton, a guy that at Stanford, he started games at tackle and guard. I assume Indiana's recruiting him to be kind of a swing guy, but primarily play guard. Would that be accurate?
Well, I think there's a chance he could also get a shot at tackle. I don't think that's out of the question. I think if they're gonna try to find your five best linemen and put him in the five best spots, and I think the playing right now would be to play Matthew Bedford and Caleb Jones at the tackle spots. But if he was as good or better now. To me, Caleb Jones, I don't think you could move him to guard. With his height, I don't think that would work. He's just too tall. Bedford, I think you could possibly move to guard, and that would kind of be play itself out on the practice field. And I'll be like you said, Hamilton could – obviously he started, I think, the first four games at guard. Like I think once at left guard and three at right guard. I might have that backwards for Stanford this year. And he's also played, like you said, at tackle in the past. So – to me, it's a good problem. You bring him in and you figure it out. If he's a guard or if he's a tackle, I think the O-line, Indiana's O-line in 2020 is going to be pretty good.
Yeah, he's also played center as well. So, Matt, you're saying it's not going to be a Paul O'Neill, Roberto Kelly type trade for Kronk,
no.
for Devery Hamilton.
No,
yesterday,
it won't be a sunny gray from the east to the red trade either. Where the Reds won that one.
Well, how many games in October did you guys play? Or is sunny gray pitch in? Anyway, back to football. Matt, yesterday was Indiana's first junior day of the cycle. They really had a good group, especially in-state players. How was it looked like the feedback on social media and having talked to some of the prospects coming out of Bloomington, did Junior Day go as well as it seems?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, first of all, the group was really impressive. There's a bunch of names, so I won't go through all of them. But, I mean, basically you had most of the top guys in the state of Indiana, not just in the 21 class, but also some of the 22 class. The number one player in 22, Joe Strickland, I'll name him just because he might arguably be the best player in the state regardless of class. The end out of Indianapolis Brebeuf, but a lot of good players. I've been reaching out to guys, and the feedback's been great. Brady Allen, Austin Booker, Luke Collinsworth, Caden Curry, Caleb Edwards. I go on and on. These guys are all, saying great things. I mean, you'd be almost be surprised if you don't hear that, but it's just nice that the thing that I keep, it's not just with these guys, but throughout this, is how impressed guys are with the strength staff and the plan that they have. I mean, I think Dave Ballew and Dr. Matt Ray are just fantastic when it comes to these guys coming on campus and seeing what they, because I mean, let's be honest, these guys all want to go to the NFL. Now they're obviously not all going to, but these guys, Ballew and Ray, know how to get guys, if they have the ability, to that level, or at least physically to that level, and to bring out the most of their ability. And when they see what these guys have done and who they've worked with, it's really impressive. And it's amazing how many guys say, I love the strength staff, I love what they said and all that kind of stuff. I mean, they loved everything else, the new facility, the new locker room and all that, but they made a good impression. This is kind of the early part of the dating, so to speak. I mean, this isn't the heavy lifting part, but you're kind of getting into it. This is starting to build the relationship and then, keep getting these guys on campus. And there's after the signing day, there's kind of a dead period. They won't be back on campus again until spring ball, but just kind of keep it going and going. And then hopefully, in June or whenever these guys decide to make their commitments late summer, you're right there with them. But I think so far it's going as well as it could have gone.
And then Matt, signing day is next Wednesday. Indiana has a couple more spots left. Do you see outside of Hamilton and some other guys, who are some other players that fans should keep their eyes on about becoming future Hoosiers?
Khalil Benson, a lineman out of South Haven, Mississippi, which is basically South Memphis. He's literally right across the state line. I mean, in fact, he told me Memphis is almost in walking distance from where he lives. So he was the guy who was in this past weekend. It's down to IU and Mississippi State. He was an Ole Miss commit, and then when they had the coaching change, he opened things back up. So, you know, Mississippi State's going to have that proximity advantage. I mean, it's, you know, probably about 3 or 4 hours closer to his home than Indiana is. But, you know, the things that he told me and that he said he really wants a family-type atmosphere, a program that has kind of a spiritual side to it, and you know, kind of has that – basically the LEO-type motto is what he's looking for. So, you know, but like I said, Mississippi State's an SEC program. It's close to home. You know, Mike Leach is coming in and generating all kinds of excitement. It'll just be interesting to see if he clicks with him and that staff like he clicked with Tom Allen and his staff this past weekend. So he would be a huge
guy. I can't think of two guys that are quite, I don't want to say polar opposites, but those are two very, very different head coaching types right there.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're gonna get a spiritual side from Mike Leach, it's not probably the kind that most people are thinking of. So, I think he's a heck of a coach. I think he's a terrific coach, but you know, he's probably not for everybody. Just like Tom Allen, probably not for everybody. But in this case, just based on what Khalil told me, I'm not saying it's going to be Indiana. I think if he goes by those factors, Indiana is the better choice. I heard that his mom, he came up with his mother, and he's very close to his mom. And his aunt came with him, and I've heard that they both were very comfortable and they really liked Indiana. You know, whether that'll be enough, we'll wait and see. I'm guessing they'll go with him to his trip this weekend to Starkville and when he checks out Mississippi State. And, you know, still waiting to see what names come up this weekend. But my guess is there'll be some guys they bring in this upcoming weekend, maybe a lineman or two, you know, just as a backup plan to Benson, probably a high school guy or two if there's some guys out there they like. You know, got to keep your eye on maybe Trey Tuggle from out. I think he's from Mississippi too. You know, he might be a guy, but I'm not saying he is going to visit, but he could be a guy. I know they talked to him in the past. He's not a new name, so he could be a guy that comes in for a visit. There may be some others. It's kind of early in the week. Usually visits are kind of more solidified around Wednesday, even Thursday. But they're pretty much at the end. I don't know that they're going to bring – it's not going to be a big – group of visitors. It probably won't be much bigger than it was this past weekend when they had three.
Right. All right, Matt, we'll let you get going. I know you have a lot of work to do. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk again soon, right after signing day, which is on Wednesday, I believe the 5th. So thank you.
Okay, guys, thanks so much. Take care.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, that was Matt Weaver from Peaks.com. Great stuff as usual. TJ, it's been a lot of news in a short amount of time for IU here. Do you have any final thoughts before we sign off of the podcast?
Well, I don't want to tell people how to feel. However, I do think it's important to exercise caution when forming an opinion about the transfers of Coy Cronk and Peyton Ramsey. I think that they are somewhat similar, but also quite different. Coy Cronk, I think transferring was strictly, initially I thought it was strictly a matter of, well, he just wants to start at tackle and he wasn't going to do that. He doesn't believe he's a guard, and that's his opinion. And he's going to battle for a tackle spot. Whether that's the case or not, that's why he's leaving. Peyton Ramsey, I think understands that, look, there's one starting quarterback on every team, one guy, and he wants to be that guy. I think he's earned that, and he's going to choose to go somewhere where he knows he's going to be that guy. If it's Kalen DeBoer in Fresno State, that makes perfect sense. And if it is that, I hope that they go 12-0, you know, and it's unlikely given what I know about that roster, but I think Peyton Ramsey would help them tremendously. And I hope that works out for both sides. But I think it's important to understand Peyton Ramsey is not leaving, and Coy Cronk are not leaving because there's something wrong with Indiana's program. The positive momentum surrounding this program has not gone away because those two guys leave. This is the current state of college football and college athletics in general. And Indiana is not alone in this, and they will not be the only ones to have a guy that believes he should be a starting quarterback or a guy that believes he should be starting at tackle, where if you weren't paying attention, you might be surprised that they're not going to have their senior year at Indiana. They're not going to be the only ones that have that come up. So pay attention to the rest of college football before maybe passing judgment on what you think might be wrong with Indiana's football program. I'm not saying it's without fault, and there are some things to be improved upon for sure, but these transfers are not an indication of some, you know, impending doom for Tom Allen's program.
Yeah, and I think that's something that you need to keep things in perspective. And it was, I think this year was the bonus year of Peyton Ramsey. Could have very easily said after he lost the job, I'm out of here. I started all last year. I deserve to start somewhere, and some place probably would have taken him. But he came back. He showed a lot of loyalty. He won over a lot of fans, and if you told fans after the spring game that, hey, Peyton Ramsey's not going to be the quarterback, I think they probably would have been happy about it. But after this season, there are things that Peyton Ramsey has that are going to be irreplaceable. The guy is tough. He's a leader that his teammates respected and things like that. So there's all these intangibles that are going to be very, very – very, very difficult to replace. As far as Coy Cronk goes, it's, you know, I've used the term found money as well, TJ. It's because he wasn't supposed to be back, and you know what, he goes to Iowa and things like that. But you can't please everybody all of the time, or else you're 100% going to fail. Everybody who's tried to do that has failed. But it is not an indication that this Indiana program has something deeper that's an issue and things like that. It's, as you said, it's what college football and college sports is right now. If a player wants – you want to play. It's where the pro scouts find you. They're not going to find you on the bench. It's – you know, it's you got to get exposure. With the way games are on TV now, every game is on TV. You can find Fresno State games. You can find Hawaii games. Every MAC game is on TV. Heck, you could find, you know, FCS games on TV most weekends. And sometimes even Division II and Division III games are regularly on TV. But it's people want to play in Peyton Ramsey. Has given 4 years to this program, his heart and soul to this program, and his decision is, I want to play. I want to play my fifth year, and you know, and he was beaten out by Michael Penix, and the reason he got hit the starting job back is because Penix got hurt, not because he beat out Penix, but he proved in that time that, hey, he could play at a very, very high level. And he answered a lot of questions that we had coming in about his abilities as a quarterback. And, you know, my hat's off to Peyton Ramsey, because you don't get carried off the field at Purdue, you know, every other year after a win. You have to have the respect of your teammates, your teammates and your coaches, to be carried off after a win like that, after a season like that. So, it is what it is, and I wish Peyton the best of luck, and we'll see where he lands and things like that. But outside of that, this Indiana football program has a lot of momentum. It's going to have a lot of outside expectations, and how they're going to handle those expectations is going to define the season. They have a chance early on to make some noise before it gets really brutal in the backstretch. Some people have IU's 2020 schedule as one of the 10 hardest schedules in the country, but we all know how that goes. You look at the schedule before last year, TJ, we both said it's you look at Northwestern, you look at Nebraska and at Purdue, and you go, oh, man, those crossover games are really, really tough. But then this year, all three of those teams have down years and catastrophic injuries to players and things like that. So it's very, very hard, especially in January, to predict, you know, how difficult a schedule is going to be for the next year. But Indiana has a chance to make some noise, and we both, TJ, circled 2020 as the year that Indiana can make that leap that they had made in 2019. So anyway, TJ, thanks for joining us on this Monday. It's great to talk college football. We'll be back after National Signing Day to review the full 2020 class and talk about whatever other news that comes up for Indiana football.
Yeah, if Indiana can close with the commitment they got today and add Devery Hamilton and Khalil Benson to the class, plus Javon Swan, you know, I mean, they can't add Hamilton prior to signing day. We get that. But big picture, if they can add those guys to close, that would be, one, an exceptional use of the transfer market, and two, would, you know, be right up there with the really good classes we've seen here recently, and would keep building the depth in Indiana's program, which is what we've been talking about. You have to build that depth, and I think that's what Indiana's doing. So hopefully they can close with those guys and keep adding that beef along the line. We're excited for that, and we'll have some good pieces on Peyton Ramsey and the offensive line and lots of other stuff as that progresses here throughout the offseason.
Definitely. All right, thank you for joining us, TJ. We'll be back after National Signing Day in a couple weeks to talk about the incoming class. If you haven't, follow us on Twitter at Hoosier_Huddle. Check out our new Facebook page as well. It's facebook.com/official Hoosier Huddle page. And check that out. Give us a follow as well on that. And then keep coming back for HoosierHuddle.com for all the latest Indiana football news. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. Enjoy Super Bowl Sunday after that. It's the XFL and the college football offseason. So thank you for joining us. Have a pleasant evening, and we'll be back in a couple weeks.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.